America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Of forcibly taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Oh, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay, or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. Yeah.
Welcome to your voluntary system by force. This is the Kate Daly Show. It is that day, April 15th. Welcome to the show. And we have a lot planned for this hour. A lot of things to talk about. Principles to talk about. Principles at stake, actually. And some scary stuff going on. I welcome Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And also the great Dr. Duke Pesta joins us. Our favorite all-time and one of the very, very few conservative professors out there in America today. We so appreciate you coming in. He is the host of the Dr. Duke Show. How are you?
I am very well. Thanks for having me again, as usual, on Monday.
You got it. Wow, so much going on right now. In fact, the big headline. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that makes me so sad about Notre Dame is I don't think half the people in Western culture even understand what just happened here. Mm-hmm. This is one of, you could, and I don't mean this lightly, guys, and I'm not advocating for anything, but you could take down all the world's skyscrapers, you could take down the Eiffel Tower. You could not, with the possible exception of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, you probably couldn't have lost another monument of Western culture as dramatic as this one. This is an amazing work of art. It is a testament to what man can do to try to bridge the gap between us and God. It is the inspiration behind it. How you think about in the 12th century, the 1100s, when this cathedral was undertaken, there were no earth-moving machines, there were no cranes. This was done simply by ingenuity, the deep love of God that the people who put this cathedral together over three centuries, it took them to build this, it taxed the human imagination. It pushed men to move beyond their own human nature in terms of what they could do in terms of architecture and physics. The artwork that became a part of this cathedral. What was lost in Paris today? This is perhaps the most damaging ember that has been heaped on the funeral pyre of Western culture in the last 300 years. And there's no recovering from this. Besides the fact that we're not completely sure how the fire started, and I'm certainly not going to speculate here, it certainly is a testament to what's happening in the Western church right now. Mm-hmm. Between Western Christianity embarrassing and humiliating itself with its scandals and a complete pulling away from religion. You think about what's happening in this country with our churches, mm-hmm. which are a 100-year-old church here is nothing. Right. Compared to what they had in France. And you think about the degree to which our churches are being converted into bars and nightclubs and discotheques. Mm-hmm. There is something going on. This is a tragic place marker in the slow death of Western culture.
Yeah. Goes back to the 1400s and back before that. It's amazing. All the things that have taken place there. Henry VIII and Napoleon. I mean, it just, there's so much history. Go ahead.
Well, I'm like heartbroken. Here we are in the start of Holy Week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Notre Dame was the home of several relics tied to the Passion of Jesus, the crown of thorns, a piece of the cross that he was crucified on, a nail that nailed him to that cross.
Jeez.
Terrible. Well, you think about this, too. It happened, like you said, Milty, during Holy Week.
Yes.
Without being like our liberal friends and mm-hmm. jumping to conclusions, there are a lot of things about this that make us wonder. We know that over the last couple of years, there have been bomb threats against Notre Dame. We know that even over the last couple of months, we've seen church after church attacked mm-hmm. in France mm-hmm. and desecrated. The symbolism of doing this during Easter week is high.
Priest murder.
Yeah, the priest being murdered. I mean, you think about what's happening across Western Europe now. You've got Christian countries like Germany, traditionally Christian countries like Germany, France, and Italy. In Italy, what? You had a Christian cemetery with 100-year-old graves, hundreds and hundreds of year-old graves with Christian crosses. The cemetery covered those crosses up not to offend the new refugees coming to the country. We have in Germany, right, where marauding refugees are desecrating German culture and German the remains of German Christianity. And there seems to be no one willing to defend it in these countries. And I'll ask you guys this one question. Do you trust the Macron government to tell the truth about what happened to this cathedral, whatever it is?
Not even close. No,
Are you serious even asking that?
Yeah. I know.
Not at all.
I know.
Not at all. We're not going to get a straight answer.
No,
and not that we immediately always jump, but I'll tell you, when you just listed out some of the things that are going on right now for this to happen, I don't know how somebody couldn't get to these conclusions. And by the way, this started construction in 1163. I mean, it goes so far back and has managed to withstand so much. And all of a sudden, it is strange because we're seeing a lot of attacks on religion, a lot of attacks in this way. So it would lead one to believe that something might be up here.
They will not release the cause of this fire. It will be released.
You think the Las Vegas shooting was hushed up.
Yeah.
This one is going to be kept quiet. And, you know, I mean, given what France has done to itself by unchecked immigration and by the unwillingness to force its refugees to assimilate, when you think about what France has done to itself, quite frankly, I don't see how they could tell the truth if the truth was something other than man-made accident here. I don't see how you could do it. The only thing I wonder about is let's say the worst was true and this was an act of deliberate arson. Do you, this is another one, get ready, Milty, with, are you serious even asking this? Do you think the French government, if this did turn into be an act of arson or terrorism, do you think that they would fight this in any meaningful way? I sure don't.
No. They're going to do everything they can to cover it up if that's
right.
The case.
And they might say they'll get to the bottom of it and put out some mediocre threats out there that they're going to do something. And then we're on to tomorrow's story.
Let me ask you this. If and again, this is just speculation here, but if, say, somebody did this to the pyramids or somebody did this to the Hagia Sophia, the great museum mosque in Istanbul, or somebody did this to one of the holy sites in Mecca and Medina, what do you think the cultural response would be, perhaps even justified, of worshippers of Islam? And you think about stepping beyond, we don't know who did this, we don't know what happened yet. So again, stepping beyond blaming anybody raises the question. It's a testament, I think, of to how far we've wandered away from our roots as Western culture, that France itself has become so secular, the European nations have become so secular, that this is, to me, a big testament. Western culture is embarrassed about its Christianity. It's not we're not just neglecting the cathedrals and not defending them enough or not protecting them enough. We are embarrassed by them. We are clinically embarrassed by our Christian past. And we shouldn't be surprised with that worldview that this kind of neglect is allowed to foster into carelessness or unwatchfulness, a fire that in just a few hours destroys a cathedral that is primarily made of stone.
Yeah.
That has survived cultural upheaval, survived the Jacobins of France during the French Revolution, who burned all of its iconography.
That only received damage in 1790. I mean, during a war.
A cathedral that survived World War I and World War II and the vicissitudes of time and weather. To go down in a couple of hours. Oh, and it's also interestingly, right, on top of the other coincidences, it apparently this fire started just a few moments after everybody went home for the day, right? Almost as soon as people had abandoned the building for the day, that's when the fire started, so that this didn't even happen at a time where anybody could notice it quick enough. I mean, the whole thing is, whatever ends up coming out to be the cause of this fire, it is an ominous, ominous portent that warns us of where Western culture is now. We are slumbering in our own funeral pyres. We are willfully going to our own cultural destruction. And I ask the question again. So, okay, fine. we get rid of Western culture. This is what the progressives want. This is what many of America's enemies want. Let's get rid of Western culture. Let's get rid of the history, this racist, sexist, bigoted, phallocratic history that we all want to do away with. And you think about what's happening in our schools. We're burning down Notre Dame metaphorically in our schools and our colleges every day. We are torching the monuments of Western culture. We are ripping down monuments to the Civil War. We are a year ago, there was talk of closing the Alamo or taking it off the required reading, even in states like Texas, because it offends Mexicans. You think about what's happening here. I mentioned already in Italy how they're putting shrouds over Christian crucifixes, Christian crosses in cemeteries. This is a staggering statement about where we are. And again, outside of the Vatican, I mean, this is not a Catholic thing or a Protestant thing. It's just, you think about how these symbols resonate. And I said before, this is a symbol of what man can do when man believes in the concept of a soul and a God. And you know, what it's funny to me is how, in terms of these kinds of architectural monuments, the atheists and the non-believers and believers of many other faiths have not been able to come up with things quite so striking as Notre Dame Cathedral is. And now it's so much ash on the dung heap.
If something of this nature happened to Islam, they would use it to justify violence and death.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, during a Holy Week, if you really look at the same circumstances in reverse.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. If this were in the middle of the Hajj or Ramadan, I mean, I myself would have a hard time blaming Muslims if during one of their holiest periods of the year, something like this happened to one of their holy monuments. I mean, it would be inhuman actually, not to try to link those two things together. And while we're going to stop short of doing that, I mean, the symbology of this, the symbolism of this. Can you guys think of another monument? I mean, honestly, I don't even think the loss of the White House would resonate as deeply as this would in terms of its cultural significance.
Yeah, not right now under this president, because of the media owns that kind of information and would actually, they'd probably be celebrating in the streets, right? Because it's Trump, right? Because of their hatred for him.
Assuming he went up with the building, right?
Yeah.
That would change that. I think there are a lot of progressives who would make that trade.
Yeah.
We'll give up the building if we could get rid of this president.
Yeah. But I'm with you, though, on the significance of this. Yeah. It's huge.
It really is. It extends way, way, way beyond our ability to comprehend it. It is unfortunate. And the ramifications of this are going to be, the shockwaves of this are going to settle in. I mean, just a question. Was all the art in the Louvre, the Louvre, was it worth more than Notre Dame? I mean, I'm not even talking about Monterrey.
Right.
If you stop to think about that for a second, or the National Gallery in Washington, what do we have to compare this to?
We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta when we come back on The Kate Daly Show. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. We were just talking about Notre Dame and what a significant, significant loss this is. I welcome back Uncle Milty and Dr. Duke Pesta.
Go ahead, Milty.
A French official was on with Fox with Shepard Smith, and he was talking about this, and he actually insinuated that this was not accidental, and he described some other attacks against churches throughout France, and Shepard Smith cut him off.
Really?
Cut him off.
Now, why does that not shock me?
Given Shepard Smith, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I will say this, and even if you're not religious in the audience, even if you have no sympathy to the Catholic Church, or you're atheist or uninterested, or you think religion has been the greatest blight on human civilization, you still have to understand. We heard Andrea Bocelli in the introduction there. You think about the feat of architecture. You think about the artistic beauty. You think about the musical compositions. You think about the stained glass work. You think about what that cathedral has meant to the lives of 850 years of Christendom. Even if you have, again, no empathy or sympathy for religion or Christianity in particular, mm-hmm. to see that go away ought to break your heart. And, you know, maybe it is a measure of the soullessness of our age that many people are going to look at this and shrug and go on.
Yeah, and there are certain people out there even celebrating this, which yeah. is really, that gets me. That gets me because we must protect all of it. And like you said, even if you're not of that religion, you've got to at least want to protect these kinds
many,
of things.
Many Muslims mm-hmm. believe that the ruins and destruction of non-Muslim structures mm-hmm. like this testify to the truth of Islam.
Yeah.
Whether it's accidental, in that case, God inspired, mm-hmm. or why it's a deliberate act, there's no doubt about it. And this is a huge loss, again, for human culture. This really supersedes. Imagine if we lost the pyramids. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I struggle to find any kind of an analogy that would rival this. I mean, the most I can think of is perhaps the Vatican itself in terms of cultural significance and the kinds of things this represents to the nature of Western culture. It's almost impossible to put a mind around it. And without blaming anybody, we don't know yet. We went through a whole bunch of oddly coincidental things about this particular fire during this particular
Easter week.
Yeah. A lot of things that don't make a lot of sense these days. Mm-hmm. But let me step back and we'll find out in time, I guess, what the official story about this fire is. I will simply say, as the remnants of Christianity in the West continue to be snuffed out and reviled and censored and removed from our culture, this is a milestone. This is a milestone in the waning of Christianity in the West that supersedes almost anything that's gone before it in the modern period. And it's the shockwaves of this are going to be felt for a long, long time, not just in Paris and not just in Christendom, mm-hmm. but worldwide.
Well, thank you for that. Well said. Let's talk about, too, what's going on here. We have a lot of things that are going on here that say volumes, even just about the statement that you just made. So, Ilhan Omar, interesting, her comments. I was making a comment on, I was tweeting this out, actually. Here she says 9/11 is something that happened to some people, right? Just totally trying to diminish it. You have Hillary that says basically Benghazi, what does it matter anyway? It's a clear indication that there's no value for life, that there's no value for humans amongst these people, because you wouldn't hear somebody with values and principles say anything to the anything even remotely like that.
Well, what if an elected official, again, let's just play the devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. What if it was one of the great mosques, one of the pilgrimage sites in Islam that was destroyed by mm-hmm. Western war planes or Western bombs? Can you imagine an American politician who said, oh, just somebody did something to those Muslim monuments? I can't envision a circumstance where that person would not be condemned by the left and the right.
Yeah.
But here we have a situation with Omar where, because of the media's complicity in this left-wing rewriting of history, that she says blatantly and nastily anti-Semitic things. She trivializes the greatest disaster on American territory since Pearl Harbor, which was not, by the way, an accident. We know who did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of her defenders in the media, this is no longer about her nastiness and racism and bigotry. Characteristics and statements that would not be tolerated if you leveled them against any other group in the world besides Jews, right? Mm-hmm. And now you've got the media who's convinced us that this is Donald Trump trying to get her killed, right? This is Donald Trump exploiting 9/11. Excuse me, Donald Trump's not the one who brought up 9/11, but now mm-hmm. Donald Trump, by responding to her, right, and invoking mm-hmm. what 9/11 really meant to Americans, he's trying to get her killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
In fact, Donald Trump was the one that tried to bring some truth to 9/11 and had had friends that were killed and was vocal from the beginning, by the way, about it. And you're right. She brought it up first. Yet they turned the conversation into exploitation. I mean, anything that they can say, they think holds water and is the headline and becomes the headline. It doesn't even matter whether it's true. So here we are.
And that's where I see the death of Western mm-hmm. culture, and that's why the tragic fall of Notre Dame Cathedral today is a reminder of it, right? Mm-hmm. We don't care enough about truth, and we don't care enough about beauty, and we don't care enough about our history and our culture. We're too busy teaching our kids to be embarrassed by it. We're humiliated by our past. We, because of the lies we've been taught in elementary, middle, high school, and college, mm-hmm. we now believe that Western culture on aggregate has been a net negative. But I asked you this, guys, earlier. You ask yourself this question. Once Western culture and all its symbols falls, do you really think there are going to be places in non-Western cultures that will carry on the tradition of free speech, civil rights, human rights, mm-hmm. gay rights, women's rights? When Western culture finally succumbs to its attack from the progressive left and the theocratic right, when Western culture eventually succumbs, do you think these time-honored values that liberals seem to claim they want to protect, mm-hmm. do you think they'll still stand when, for the last 10 years, the number one baby name in all of England has been Mohammed? Do we think that the same rights that Western progressives now boast, in spite of the fact that they hate West, they seem to, these Western nations now, these progressives, they brag about how progressive they are, how woke they are, mm-hmm. how many rights they've conferred on people without recognizing that those rights emanated out of thousands of years Western culture, of culture. They did not emanate mm-hmm. outside of Western culture.
Right.
And so you think you can cut the foundations under Western culture, turn Western culture over to the world, and expect that somehow the last 50, 60 years of social progress is going to remain standing is an awfully stupid thing to believe.
I know. How do you think we should stop it? What can we do at this point, Dr. Pesta?
I think it's if there is no spiritual revival of in America, there will be no future for Western culture. I mean, we talk about Notre Dame. We talk about the tracing of Western culture back through the New Testament, back to the Ten Commandments, Judeo-Christian mm-hmm. values. You think about how much art and philosophy and history and culture and liberty and freedom were sown mm-hmm. by ideas over the last 2,500 years in Western culture. And what drove those ideas primarily was a spiritual basis of the idea of our founding fathers that, you know, creation, there's a creator. Mm-hmm. Our rights don't derive from human beings or governments, but from the creator himself. As that goes away, I think the very reason for Western freedoms and liberties go away. If you take God and spirituality out of the equation, then there are only people. So we do not owe anything to the God, to the creator. All of our rights, all of our powers, all of our abilities come only from government. And so by natural declination, I think, the farther God is removed from culture, the more socialism is the answer. And not just socialism, but communism and radical forms of Marxism, where the state becomes the God. Mm-hmm. That's what we're seeing. I think that's what would happen to France. You think about what happened to France, speaking of Notre Dame Cathedral, in the 18th century, when the Jacobins took over. They immediately stripped the altars. They immediately burnt down the furnishings and defaced the art. They left the cathedral standing. They tried to turn it into a public building. But for 3 years, the Jacobins raged against everything religious. And what did you get?
Right.
Within a few years of the progressive liberal Jacobins taking over, they were guillotining more people every month than the king did for every year. So they became more violent, more dictatorial, more authoritarian. And what happened when the liberal progressive Jacobin movement fell apart?
Mm-hmm.
The strong man, right?
Mm-hmm.
It had swayed back to a dictator. Napoleon was the answer mm-hmm. to the failed progressive experiment. So if we study history, what comes from this kind of godlessness is going to be anarchy. Progressive anarchy, you'll tear it down with nothing to replace it. And what happens at anarchies? Some strong man arises, some tyrant arises again. And that there's no escaping that pattern again and again and again in world culture, and there's no reason to think that we're going to escape it either.
And what allowed it in the very beginning for even the Jacobins to even grow, for that movement to grow, what brought that on? What was the catalyst? Education, not understanding, to a lot of people, it's a building that's burning right now in Paris. It doesn't even matter,
look,
right?
It's possible to condemn the worst things that we have done,
right?
But recognize them in a pattern of greatness, right? Mm-hmm. Every culture's had slavery. Every culture has engaged in colonialism. Every culture has fought needless wars. Every culture has mistreated their own people and other people. But it's uniquely Western culture that continues to teach it, continues to remind ourselves about it, and tries to make reparations for it to the degree that we've created a separate nation for the tribes of Native America, to the fact that we created civil rights as an attempt to redress the way African Americans were treated before. Very few cultures on this planet outside of Western culture do that. We never ask Islam to make amends for taking the Hagia Sophia, the great Christian cathedral, away from the Byzantines. We never demand that the Japanese pay reparations to the Chinese or the Philippines who they destroyed in World War II. Mm-hmm. It seems only Western culture is asked to pay for its sins. And because we're the only ones asked to pay for our sins, we teach our kids that we're the only ones who have sinned. I can tell you this.
Comment.
There is no culture in the history of the world that survives when most of its people hate itself. When most of its people despise the origins of their own culture, those are the cultures that go away quickly. And the irony is, in spite of the bad things we've done, the good so dramatically outweighs them that, again, we have given rights to women that they've never had before, to gay people, to now transgender people. We have created civil rights and human rights. We have created democratic republics and democracies. We have the poor in Western cultures are vastly richer than the middle class in many other cultures, which is why so many of the world's poor keep coming here. And yet, for two generations now, we've convinced our kids that everything wrong in the world is our fault.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better. Yeah, absolutely. I just got an email the other day that I should be ashamed and standing in sin and bow my head for the rest of my life because we took the land from the Indians. And I said, well, who did they take it from? And then who did they take it from? How far back do we have to go on this?
Hey,
you're right.
Colonialism's a bad thing, right?
Right.
But then explain to me the Aztec, the Inca, and the Maya, right? The only really truly great civilizations of Central and South America we can name.
Yep.
And every one of them was an empire, and every one of them unleashed war and death on its neighbors.
We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've got Uncle Milty. I have Dr. Duke Pesta, a little Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Iz, you know? I've got Dr. Pesta. We were just talking just how much of our culture is really and truly at stake. And I welcome Dr. Pesta back. His show, The Dr. Duke Show, please check it out. It's amazing. And I've got Uncle Milty here. And you can also email all of us. And we're right there. Kate Daly Radio today for this podcast. So you can share this podcast later on today, but I want to talk about Pence and what happened with Pence too, because it really does show something very parallel going on right here in our own country in regards to what we've been talking about.
Our vice president, who, you know, in some ways is a stark contrast to his president, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious man who is serious about his Christian faith. And you think about how he's being persecuted for this. Remember when he said, as he was running for president with Donald Trump, he said that he doesn't like to eat dinner with women by himself who aren't his wife. It's really a touching,
really
almost
commendable.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful, right?
Sure.
That I honor my wife so much that I'm not going to put myself in that position. And he was excoriated for it as being a misogynist. And then a Christian president who was the former governor of the state of Indiana was invited just last week to give the commencement address at an Indiana Christian university. Now, many of the students and faculty at this Christian university are, according to news reports, shaking with fear and anger that a Christian university is inviting to give the commencement address a man who actually believes in the biblical notion of marriage, one man and one woman. This Christian university, is the students and faculties are rebelling that they're going to invite Mike Pence, a Christian, to be a Christian at a Christian university. They want him gone. And if our Christian institutions, so-called, have this attitude to their own faith, then, I mean, these are the kind of people who are going to not bat an eye at what was just lost in Paris.
Well, they...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Milton, go ahead.
No, they can say it any way they want, but in essence, what they're saying is, we don't want a Christian coming to our Christian college.
That's what's amazing to me. It's a Christian university. Wouldn't that be a slam dunk? I mean...
Yeah.
And they're the ones, and there's some kids that are fighting it. That's...
And now you've got the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, where Notre Dame Cathedral, where Notre Dame Church is, mm-hmm. right? Where the school Notre Dame, the secular, progressive, not really Catholic Notre Dame that has pro-abortion Barack Obama give a commencement address. See, this is the thing, right? People at Notre Dame protested. Real Catholics at Notre Dame protested when Obama gave that speech. But guess what? He still got to give that speech. Now, Christians in Indiana want to bar Pence, an actual Christian, from speaking at a Christian university, and now you've got the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, where Notre Dame is, who calls himself a Christian, but he believes in transgenderism, he believes in gay marriage, he believes in a thousand other things. Well, he actually believes that women alone have the right to decide when their baby is a living creature. The mayor of South Bend, who's now running for president, came out the other day and said, yes, if a woman wants to murder her baby after it survives an abortion, she has the right to do that. That kind of a Christian is lecturing Mike Pence, calling him a bigot and a homophobe under the guise of Christianity. That's where we are right now in our moment of Christianity.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless. What are we going to do? You know, conservatives are going to have to pull their outlets for speaking off campus, and eventually, because of this kind of nonsense over and over and over again. Matt Walsh just got the same sort of rejection. All kinds of people that are talking or trying to talk, and how hypocritical it is. What do you foresee happening? I foresee them taking it off the school boundaries. But what do you foresee?
I wish they would. I wish these mm-hmm. fake Catholic and Christian universities would just give it up.
Yeah.
If you despise genuine Christianity so much, then do what a lot of other Christian schools have done and become secular. There are dozens and dozens of colleges mm-hmm. that were founded by, well, Harvard and Yale. Let's be very clear here, right?
Right.
Most of the Ivy League schools, most colleges in this country were founded by Christians. And when you go back to the 11th and 12th century, 10th century, when Notre Dame was being built, the first great Western universities were all built by Christians. And so consequently, do what most of the secular schools have done. Give up your Christian affiliation, right? Quit mm-hmm. pretending to be Christian while you are undermining Christian values. Then you don't have to ever have Mike Pence or any other Christian attend your school whatsoever. Yeah. But the thing that gets me is these Christian universities who are pretending to be Christian. Georgetown University. Mm-hmm. You may remember when Barack Obama wanted to give a speech at Georgetown, he said, my condition is you have to cover the big crucifix above your stage so that I can speak. And they did it, right? Georgetown. They covered the cross. And so if this is how you are as Christian, Grand Canyon University, remember that? Mm-hmm. When they wouldn't let, I believe it was Ben Shapiro, speak on their campus because Ben Shapiro, who defended Ben Shapiro was willing, a Jew, was mm-hmm. willing to defend Christian values on Grand Canyon State University's campus. And they said that he was too divisive to have him there, right? So even when you've got non-Christians who mm-hmm. want to defend Judeo-Christian values, Christian universities say, nope, can't have you here. And when the vice president of the United States is being lectured to by the mayor of South Bend, there's just so much absolutely ironic and hypocritical symbology behind that, mm-hmm. right? That I believe that a mother can abort her baby, even in the process of it being born, Mayor Pete said, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that the Christian notion of marriage is bigoted. In fact, he calls himself truly, he believes his view of Christianity is the true one, Mayor Pete, that you can destroy a baby at any time during mm-hmm. its conception and birth. Mm-hmm. But lectures a guy like Mike Pence for standing by, you know, what the Bible actually has to say.
And what does that say about the faculty at this Christian university?
It says that they're cowards. It says that they're cowards mm-hmm. and sellouts. Yeah. Again, If the Christian tradition bothers you so much, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Be actual men and women and not hypocrites. So come out and say Georgetown. Come out and say Notre Dame in Indiana. Come out and say Viterbo University, that we reject our racist, sexist Christian past, and we will no longer participate with it. We are becoming fully secular, progressive institutions that believe only in man, believe only in the that human beings are nothing more than animal bodies, who rejects the afterworld and the world to come, who believes no longer in sin, only in acceptance and tolerance of radical progressive values. Have the guts to stand by what you believe and quit trying to take Christian monies. All these Christian moms mm-hmm. and dads who are spending tens of thousands of dollars to send kids to Christian schools, believing their kids are going to get an education that respects the faith, quit taking their money and turning their kids into good little secular progressive brats. Mm-hmm. Have the courage to see how much Christian money you'll get if you stop actually being Christian. Quit pretending anymore.
You're exactly Amen. Right on this, because with that kind of transparency, how would that rock higher education? Who's going to send off their kid? They all think they're sending them to a certain kind of university. Yep. If they went transparent and they actually did say who they were, cut off their own monies and actually claimed it, the numbers would go so far down on enrollment. It'd
these disgusting Christian money mm-hmm. changers at their temple stalls, right? Mm-hmm. Peddling Christianity to these gullible moms and dads, only to get these Christian kids on campus after taking all of that filthy money from them and then using that money to de-Christianize them. I mean, again, talk yeah. about, let's turn over these money changers' temples. Let's drive them out of the Christian world and see how long as secular institutions they last.
For those naysayers out there, or those critical of what's being said right now, and say, well, I send Johnny off to college and there's no college course he's mm-hmm. taking that talks badly about Christianity. What would your answer to that be?
I pull your head out of the sand and look at the curriculum, for God's sake. Or pull your head out of your butts yeah, uh-huh. and look at what's happening here. Mm-hmm. To the degree to which Christian universities have adopted completely secular curriculums, look at the books they're reading. Forget all that. Just do one thing. You go to your university, and the minute you see a social justice program, you know. The minute your kids come back home from you on spring break and start lecturing you about social justice is nothing more than warmed-over atheistic Marxism. It has infiltrated all of our Christian Bravo. Schools. And if your mm-hmm. kids are coming home without your values, I guarantee you they're coming home with those progressive social justice values. That's the clearest indication that your schools aren't Christian schools anymore.
Oh, amen. Let's take a caller for you, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. You're on with Dr. Duke Pesta.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that I have a daughter that goes to St. Mary's College in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a class canceled. Not sure how long ago. It's been about a month or so. The class was canceled so that the class could go attend an anti-Second Amendment rally.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And now the good part, you know, so not teaching it in the class is one thing, but teaching it in the culture of the college is right. definitely going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with your
here's
respect,
the,
sir,
here's
yeah.
the good thing.
What's up?
She's had enough training from her parents as a conservative mm-hmm. that she recognizes those things and is actually able to articulate that, you know, I don't agree with those things. And, yeah, now she can't say too much because right. she's still trying to get her degree, and unfortunately, there are vindictive professors, but she plays the game as much as she needs to, but okay. even some of her friends have said, man, yeah. nobody can say anything here without getting ridiculed.
Thank you for that. What do you have to say, Dr. Pesta?
Sir, let that sink in. You use the word a Christian, a Catholic at a Catholic school can't be a Catholic. She has to, in your words, play the game.
Right.
She can't say too much because she'll get in trouble from her vituperative professors. That, in other words, in order to be a successful Catholic at a Catholic university that you're paying tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars for her to attend, she has to stop being a Christian and pretend not to be. The whole system is wrong. And God bless you guys for teaching her right so she knows better. But what does it say about continuing to fund these universities with your money? I mean, if to be a Catholic at a Catholic school like that means you only survive by pretending not to be, we got to do better than that as moms and dads. There got to be a better way. Yeah. Send your kids to a secular school where they may not be getting their Christian values reaffirmed, but they won't be having it trashed by fellow Christians and Catholics. That, to me, is the gravest danger. When you send your kids to a Christian school that's not one, you're hearing so-called Christians attack the faith, which is much more devastating than to have atheists do it.
And damaging. And damaging. I mean, damaging to them. I mean, at least you know what you're going to get. That's why I always say conservatives that stab you in the back are really the biggest danger, because the liberals, the progressives, I know I'm going to get a bunch of malarkey and nonsense. I know what I'm going to get from them. And the same thing with this argument, too, is that you know what you're getting, at least, so you can shore up against that. But if you're fighting the very people that you think back your same principles and they're not, that's damaging to somebody that's 20 years old.
And it's much more damaging to the religious world than the secular world. Give me a Bernie Sanders any day over a Jeff Flake or a Mitt Romney. I'm going to say it out loud, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know I'm going to get screwed over by Bernie. You don't expect the rhinos to do it to you. And when it's so-called Christian people at Christian universities who are telling you that Christianity is the problem, and you're funding them to do that, that's a much graver danger to their faith and to their education.
I think this is also a result of the ecumenical movement. When churches started saying, let's all get along, and accepted a Christian church that believes homosexuality is okay, or that abortion is okay, that brought everybody down.
Turning on its principles.
Yeah, and I think that's right. I think that there are a lot of churches and certain aspects of the Roman Catholic Church with some of these left-wing Jesuits. The current Pope.
Yes.
I mean, how do you take Roman Catholicism seriously as a religion with a 2,000-year tradition when you see the Pope spouting out his Marxist, quasi-Marxist garbage all the time?
Amen.
I mean, when he goes to Cuba, the Pope, and stands next to the Castro brothers, the greatest murderers of Catholics in the last 50 years, by the way, in the world, and lectures America about not having open borders, you can't take this guy seriously anymore.
Well, there are a lot of Catholics that don't.
Yeah. And that's why the churches are empty.
That's why.
And the emptier the churches become, the more the Catholic, Roman Catholic bishops have nothing to say about the lawlessness. All they want is more illegal immigration, right?
Yep.
They won't excommunicate Governor Cuomo for basically sealing the death warrant legally of 9-month-old babies. And if the Catholic Church can't excommunicate you for passing laws for your entire state that allow moms to murder babies in the third trimester, then you're not much of a Catholic church, and excommunication doesn't mean a damn thing.
Amen.
Yep.
We should just close this hour right now. I wish we... Wow. 20 seconds left. What do parents do? Where do they send their kids if the kids are really wanting higher education? What do they do? I mean, we're talking at-home universities? What?
Send them to the secular schools, not the Christian ones. Better to get a lousy secular anti-Christian education than an anti-Christian one offered by Christians, number one. Number two, pray. The God of our religion is still supreme. Turn to him, not to the churches.
Amen. And keep them local where you can keep an eye on them.
You were on fire today. I just want to say you were on fire.
Like Notre Dame, sadly.
I know. Thank you, Dr. Duke Pesta. The Dr. Duke Show. Go ahead and catch it. It's amazing, just like he was today. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. And we will take your calls, too. 888-673-1450. Be right back.